Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
And that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
As you go out and about in the community, remember to be safe.
And if you're not yet vaccinated, please mask up.
Waco, Waco. That's my hometown.
September is National Suicide Prevention Month. All month, mental health advocates, prevention organizations, survivors, allies, and community members unite to promote suicide prevention awareness. So let's join together for the Out of the Darkness Waco Walk this Saturday.
The walk takes place Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in Brazos Park East. There will also be a virtual option offered for those not ready yet to be in person, and you can register at afsp.org.
The Out of the Darkness Waco Walk is a special event that provides community, connection, healing, and hope for survivors of suicide loss and those that have lived through this experience. By registering, you are joining a strong community, united in an effort to fight suicide while showing up for yourself, recognizing and honoring those you love, raising awareness and educating communities, supporting one another, and sharing hope.
For more information on how to be involved, contact Jennifer Warnick at jenniferwafsp@gmail.com.
You are invited to the Jones Theater in the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Center for the Baylor Theater's production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo this weekend.
This comedy drama is set in the upper-class German-Jewish community living in Atlanta, Georgia in December 1939. The Last Night of Ballyhoo is a heartwarming romantic comedy about family, faith, and finding the courage to be authentic.
Go support students and support the arts. Showtimes vary, so check out their website at baylor.edu/theater.
And it's the Fall Festival at the Robinson Family Farm this Saturday.
This event is the perfect opportunity to create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking for a fun day out with the family or a unique place to hang out with friends, there's something for everyone to enjoy at the Robinson Family Farm at 3708 White Owl Lane.
You can make some great memories in the pumpkin patch, corn maze. There will be live music, farm animals, fun fall photo ops, axe throwing, corn cannons, playground, archery, hay rides, pumpkin bounce pad, barrel train, sand art, and more.
Starting Saturdays in October, there will be a chainsaw wood carver, herding shows, and so much more. They're open to visit on Saturdays and Sundays through October 31st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hit up Rogue Media Studios at 715 Washington Avenue Saturday night for their 80s-themed prom night. This time, it's 1986.
It's a night to remember at Rogue Media High and prom is here for 18 and up. This is an 80s-themed Under the Sea prom. Set Zero will be playing covers of all the hits from the 80s, so get out and moonwalk your way to the dance floor for a radical good time.
Sloppy Seconds Vintage and Megan the Stylist are teaming up to tackle styling for the evening. Music Magic Art will be selling their totally tubular 80s earrings and accessories. And there is a costume contest. There will be refreshments and cake provided by Student Council.
Each year during Hispanic Heritage Month, we as a nation recognize and celebrate the cultural contributions of almost 59 million Hispanic Americans in the United States. In celebration, the Waco Hispanic Museum is hosting the Latin American Heritage Parade on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the grounds of the former Floyd Casey Stadium.
Join together for a free community day and explore Hispanic heritage through hands-on programs designed for children and families. You'll have the chance to honor a loved one who passed by commemorating their lives and immerse yourself in the Mexican folk art displayed with cultural depictions of Hispanic life.
Saturday, you can also celebrate the kickoff of the annual Ofrenda display and the opening of the new exhibit, Amarte with Inez Alvidres, at the Mayborn Museum. This program is free with the price of admission. Mayborn Museum members and Baylor University students are admitted for free.
Check out baylor.edu/mayborn for more information.
Hispanic Heritage Month runs through October 15th.
Fabled will host Reverend Kendall Ray Rothaus for a lively discussion of her new book, Thy Queendom Come. That will happen on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. It is a free event that will be held inside Fable at 215 South 4th Street.
The Waco McLennan County Public Health District will continue to be hosting COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Parents or consenting adults must accompany their minor children to receive the vaccine. Walk-ins are welcome, and registration is available for a scheduled appointment at covidwaco.com.
Today from 5 until 7:30 p.m., they will be at the WISD Stadium for University High's homecoming. That is at 1404 South New Road.
Saturday vaccination clinics will be at La Puerta Waco at 500 Webster Avenue from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And Sunday, they will be at the Central Christian Church at 4901 Lakeshore Drive. That will be from 9 until 1 p.m. and will be available during the Latin Heritage Parade on the corner of Dutton Avenue and Valley Mills Drive from 1230 until 4.
And if your organization has an event coming up, send me all the details at actlocallywaco.org. We will get them listed on our website. And with time permitting, you might even hear them here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org. Debbie, have a great weekend at the prom, at the Hispanic Heritage, everything going on in and around Waco. Lots to do, lots of great ways to
act locally, Waco.
Waco, Waco. That's my hometown.